Airport VWA, mobile. The road without a keeper this morning, W2T, sitting at home. I got to run down to the bank and put some money in, and then I got to run over to the hobby shop and easily, and then I'm going to come back home, and I'm going flying.
So while you're going to a bank putting some money in, let me give you mine, and you can put a little in my account, too.
Who is this?
I'd like to contribute to my radio fund, that's all, you know.
I'm just not catching the voice. Who is this?
Retire on your way down the road. I know nothing about it, okay?
Every crowd.
I got a 20-meter net call here at 1 o'clock today, starting about 12:30, putting things together, so just pretty much staying at home. And then I got a 40-meter net to call tonight, so I get to call nets all day.
What's the 1 at 1 o'clock?
20-meter single sideband net for the 3905 Century Club.
Okay, so it's 3.9, what?
14,320 or thereabouts, depending upon how crowded the band is when I go looking for my frequency at 12:30.
14,330 at 1 o'clock.
14,320 at 1 o'clock, yeah.
14,320, 1 o'clock. If I'm back, I'll try to check in with that with you, okay?
All right, well, if you check in, you would be at news station, and you would get a lot of contacts today. Be a lot of people all over the United States wanting to work you. Get you a lot more QSL cards for your Worked All States Award, you know?
And then tonight's net, that's what, on 40, and it's 39.15?
No, 40 meters. You won't have 39.15 on 40 meters. It'll be at 72.68 or thereabouts. Check on NetLogger. That's how I look for us about, I'll start looking for check-ins about 7:30.
It's, on 80 meters, it's 39.15 that you do, isn't it?
I do one there every Wednesday night, and that's at 39.02, but 39.15 is the South Carolina single sideband net every night at 7 o'clock.
I have trouble keeping up with them. I don't have them written down. Hey, I'm old. So sue me. Well, what else is going on? How you been doing?
Oh, not bad for an old guy. And you ain't old. You're just getting there, youngster.
Somewhere around 86 or 88 years old. And oh, he was complaining about, oh, I feel terrible. I'm just old. I'm ready to go. And I looked at him and I said, does this pretty girl still turn your head when she walks by? He says, yeah.
You ain't old. Well, that's what it is. And, so anyway, well, good to hear, you know, people are like that. Of course, I got to get up early and be at church in the morning before 9 o'clock so I can unlock the doors again, and it's my last Sunday for a while. I've had it all this month, and I get a couple of months off before I'll come cycle back around. But I've gotten involved with the Building and Grounds Committee with we want to build us a picnic area down by our Family Life Center and by the playground so we can have outdoor picnics, you know?
Be back out in a second. You better try it now.
You weren't hearing me. I was hearing you. I said, yeah, I've gotten, along with this being my last Sunday to open and close the church this month, I've been now assigned to be the chairman of a subcommittee of our Building and Grounds Committee, where we're looking into building a picnic area down by our Family Life Center and somewhere between the Family Life Center and the playground so we can, you know, do cookouts and have things outdoors and not get rained upon.
Yeah, my church did that about 3 years ago. We put up a building and it's basically a roof over an area about 60 feet by about 30 feet wide. And, it just worked out real great. We can store our tables and stuff in the building along with some sound equipment, and then we can have our picnics down there, not have to lug tables and chairs off stuff back and forth.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at putting in some firmly mounting some picnic-style tables up underneath. We're looking at a 20 by 40. And there's a back door that comes out of our Family Life Center. Well, I'll put a, look at putting a ramp down there with rails beside it so people can walk down to the picnic area, and then steps from the picnic, a couple of steps from the picnic area down to the playground for the kids to play. And we're looking at several things out there, so anyway, that's what we're looking for. The big problem is I've got to find out where our septic tank and septic lines run first before I can do any, consider any building out there.
Dunham County.
Except that for some reason our building was built and they don't have the things over 10 years ago, so go figure. Yep.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense.
You know, if that's the last resort, because I got to go down to the county and see what they would have. But the builder should have had it. But this was a kind of thing where Roebuck Buildings did the work. They were the main contractor, but they subcontracted all of that work out to somebody else. For some reason, they can't find the paperwork that shows where it was all put in.
Carolina DHEC might have that on file, too. That's actually who approves them.
I'll find it somewhere. And I'll just make it the responsibility of the guy that wants to build a building. You know, let him find it for me. And then I won't have to go through all of that.
All right. Well, congratulations on building a new building. That's going to be a fun task. I'm fixing to run into El Banco here in Gurr. So I'll go ahead and say 73 is resting. K&4 VWA. I'm clear after your final.
All right, Steve, behave yourself. Don't get in trouble this afternoon. Talk to you later. W2T clear.